definitely human.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review Podcast, a podcast of the post-hope generation. I'm David Price.
And I'm David Knight, and this week we're reviewing Garibaldi.
Yep, it's just the two of us. We're going back, you know, keeping it real, back to the old school. As always, judging the biscuits on taste, texture, and biscuitness. Feels kind of comfy.
It does, doesn't it? It's kind of nice to be back to the way things were a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Some people say, you know, you're not pushing yourself if you do that. Mm-hmm. But I disagree. I feel like we've pushed ourselves into the past.
We've pushed ourselves back into the mold.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Which is hard. Have you ever tried putting something back into a mold?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah,
it's not easy, you know? Okay, so it's a slightly unusual looking biscuit because they're pretty flat. Kind of got a surface, which is, they like rectangles. The surface is kind of like, almost looks glazed.
I'm going to say Garibaldi's hasn't really been on my radar much.
No?
I don't think I have much experience with them.
Oh, this is like a staple biscuit for me. This is something I remember having growing up. I'd still have if I go home to my parents. Among the biscuits and the biscuit tin, it's actually a Tupperware box, but let's just call it tin. Garibaldi's are going to be in there.
So would you say that these are quite important to you?
Incredibly important.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll watch my step.
I'd say most of my identity is built around these in some way.
So if you were a biscuit, actually, you would be a Garibaldi.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You know, and they are named after Giuseppe Garibaldi.
What?
Giuseppe Garibaldi.
Ah.
What?
Ah.
What?
You're saying Garibaldi was a person?
Yeah.
This kind of makes my costume choice a little bit awkward now, because I thought I was going with the obvious choice, which was Garibaldi is a species of bright orange fish in the damselfish family, native to the northeastern subtropical parts of the Pacific Ocean. So I've dressed up as a...
Right.
That's why I'm all orange.
How are you going to relate that? Did you think the biscuits were named after
a subtropical fish? Is this Garibaldi guy possibly named after the fish?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say definitely not.
I feel a bit foolish now.
You damn got like a Garibaldi outfit as well, have you by any chance?
No,
I know you've got a lot of costumes.
Literally
maybe
did not know it was a person. I just thought it was a fish.
So you just dress up as a fish.
Did you know the male Garibaldis aggressively protect their nests and have been known to even attack human divers?
So, right, that would be a great fact if this was a nature show, but this is a biscuit show, and right now you're dressed in a costume.
My facts are fish-based facts, and I had all these fish puns that I was going to use. It's all useless now. Not a great start. And I know that this biscuit's so important to you, and I've sort of ruined it a bit, haven't I?
Yeah, you kind of have, really. I feel like you disrespected my past quite a bit here, disrespected my heritage. Because, I felt like this is going to be a time where we get to just, you know, reflect on me a little bit. But now you've come dressed as a giant fish and you've kind of, you've usurped that and made it all about you.
I will do my best to sort of pull the focus back to you because you are
the star
of the show.
Yeah, exactly. But as you probably noticed, I'm dress a little differently.
Yeah.
Well, this Garibaldi chap, he's around in the 1800s. He was a general from Italy who helped unify Italy, the Italian states, under one ruler in 1860.
I thought this was a biscuit podcast, not a history podcast.
He's named after, the biscuit's named after this guy. This is relevant. This is pertinent.
Okay.
A fish is not pertinent. Okay. It's coincidence.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Maybe the listeners can write in and let us know which they think is the more pertinent.
Yeah, fine. Well, we'll find out who the idiots out there are. Brilliant. but he was this guy, he was kind of like, you know, he's a general, you know, unifying a country, usually don't have the best reputations, but he seemed to be generally kind of a good egg. He kind of leant towards socialism, and he was said to be very humble and honest to the point of naivety. And he was described by historian AJP Taylor. I don't know who that is, but he has three letters for a first name.
Must be important.
He described Garibaldi as the only wholly admirable figure in modern history.
Wow.
Yeah. But I'm not dressed as him.
No.
No, I'm dressed as someone else who I think could probably wear that title as well.
Okay.
You know?
Right, yeah.
He was an American politician. And when he was elected to the White House, he achieved one of the biggest landslides and kind of unified the country, if you kind of think of it in that way. Some people would say he divided it a lot and started a divide, which America still lives with today. But he also spoke to China, which was nice as well. And he had a funny voice. So I think he's pretty admirable. it's Richard Nixon.
Yeah, it's Richard Nixon again. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I would sort of have a go at you for your terrible costume choice. But glass houses, you know what I mean? Like glass balls. I am dressed as a Garibaldi fish, so I feel like I can't really have a go at you for this one.
I like that. It feels like I'm on top.
That'll be a first for you.
Hey.
Yeah, there it is.
There we go. It's great banter. It's great fun that. and yeah, it kind of puts the focus on me. I feel like maybe I've clawed back some of the focus.
Good. I'm happy for you, man. It helps that it's only the two of us here now.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because usually when there's a guest, they pull focus. And we've had many guests.
Yeah. And they kind of like pull the focus of our scorn, but now we can just focus on each other, which is much more comfortable.
Yeah.
Okay, so a bit of history about the Garibaldis. Oh, first of all, I didn't mention they have raisins in them as well.
What?
What? Are you allergic? Are you against them for religious reasons?
No, I just didn't know what I was supposed to feel about that. So I maybe went in a bit too heavy there. I wasn't sure what the appropriate response would be.
I think perhaps...
What?
No. Maybe... Have you tried like recording yourself saying things and then listening back to it and seeing if the intonation sounds appropriate?
You'd think I'd have like picked up on that from all the editing of literally our voices.
You would. You really, really would. So yeah, they have raisins in them and they're sometimes referred to as dead fly biscuits.
Okay.
Or fly graveyards, even better.
I'm guessing these people who refer to them as such are not fans of the Garibaldi.
Possibly not. Or maybe they just really hate flies and like Garibaldis.
What, and they want to eat flies?
Yeah, they hate them that much.
Okay, is that why people eat meat? Because as a vegetarian, I don't know. Do you eat meat because you hate the animals?
Yeah, I hate cows. I see a cow and...
fuck you, cow, get in my mouth.
Pretty much, yeah. Cows, chickens...
Dogs?
Well, no, that's why I don't eat dogs, because I don't hate them.
Oh, okay.
You know, but
sense.
Pigs, you know.
Yeah.
Wikipedia also says the Garibaldi biscuit is conventionally consumed with tea or coffee, into which it may be dunked in informal social settings. So Wikipedia now seems to have an etiquette editor who determines what is acceptable in polite society. All right, then, let's get into the Garibaldis and let's taste these dead fly biscuits. Okay, so first of all, these are, of course, Sainsbury's Garibaldis.
Unbelievable.
Pretty standard. They got the Garibaldi, it's just like just on the cusp of being dunked into the tea, like practically touching the liquid. It's so teasing.
I like the purple background as well. I suppose that's because it's raisins and
raisins
are purple, right?
Yeah, yeah. Apparently in America they had something called
Are they called raisin cookies?
No, they're called sunshine raisin cookies.
They really?
Yeah. I think that's what it was. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that there's a biscuit called thing of sunshine raisin cookies. Which, from what I understand, are quite similar to Garibaldi. So if you're American looking for a reference point, that apparently is what they're like.
Oh, wow. Oh, Jesus.
No, oh, yeah, they come out in like a long slab. You got to like snap one off, which is good fun.
They're thicker than I thought they would be.
Yeah, they feel pretty sturdy, you know.
Yeah, and they have a kind of an odd shape. I'm immediately impressed.
Yeah.
I like the look of this thing. It looks rustic. It does not look faux rustic. It looks rustic. The very fact that you have to like break it off.
Yeah.
That's cool. I like that.
Quite like the smell.
It's an unusual smell. It's not what I expected. You can definitely smell the raisin.
Yeah. I quite like sort of the top looks like it's glazed almost. I just want to look at it, to be honest. Yeah, I don't really want to eat it now.
Can we not eat it? I just want to capture this moment forever.
Okay, I'm going to go for a bite. Getting a lot of raisin, which is just as well because I like raisins.
It tastes kind of stale.
Yeah, it has a slightly stale quality to it. But like the raisins, they're just, it's just a strong fruit and just overpowers everything. I'm basically only tasting raisin, which I don't have that much of a problem with, if I'm honest.
I don't know. For me, it's half and half.
Yeah?
50% raisin, 50% bland, sort of dry, stale taste.
Right. It's a good thing, right? Don't ruin this for me, David.
Yeah, man. It's cool. Yeah. I can see what they were going for.
Mm. It's definitely an old school biscuit. This was first baked in 1861 by Peak Freen in Bermondsey, London. They started making them after they recruited Jonathan Carr, who was one of the great biscuit makers. According to Wikipedia, the words of Wikipedia. I quite like that the sweetness is coming from the raisins because the aftertaste isn't like that horrible, like sugary, saccharine thing.
The biscuit doesn't taste very sugary or anything like that.
It doesn't feel like much of a treat though. You know?
It's the kind of biscuit that you kind of soldier through.
Which is appropriate because Garibaldi was a general.
Maybe
this is a very conceptual biscuit.
I mean, it's the kind of biscuit that it does have a sort of food ration-y kind of quality to it.
Yeah.
It's the sort of thing you would eat on the march. And you're like, you're getting your raisins.
Yeah, you're getting your hit of energy. But I think like biscuits, they should have like a little bit of feeling of, oh, this is a little treat, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't consider that to be like giving myself like a timeout or anything.
Mm.
It would feel like perhaps I would eat it for sustenance if I was working and I didn't want to leave the computer.
Yeah, or if you were running away and they weren't far behind and you couldn't stop. So you just need to get something down you, give that extra energy.
Exactly, yeah. Sort of two relatable examples there.
Well, I think those are probably the two most common instances that we have come across where you just need to get something down your neck, right?
Yeah.
Can you score it? I have to admit, it's a bit tough because I'm feeling the nostalgia pull, you know?
Yeah, you're openly weeping right now.
My voice doesn't change when I cry. Like, people can't see us, but tears are absolutely flooding down my face.
It's amazing. It's like a kind of living statue kind of effect.
But I kind of like, the taste isn't much of a... I was going to say there's not much of a wow factor. There is no wow factor to
it. Yeah. There's almost kind of like... It's kind of proud of the fact that it isn't wowing.
Yeah, it's the most unassuming biscuit I think we've encountered. Mm. I think at the moment, anyway, for me. It doesn't have, like, you know, the horrible fucking chocolate of McVitie's Chocolate Digestive. It doesn't have the faux rustic pretensions of the Hobnob.
No.
It's a soldier biscuit who just goes out and does its duty and just doesn't really want to be noticed.
There's a sort of stiff upper lip to this biscuit.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, you're not necessarily going to enjoy me, but I am technically a biscuit.
Yeah, you have to recognize me as a biscuit, yeah. I do like raisins, though, so...
You're really leaning quite heavily on the raisin thing.
Yeah, it's quite nice. And I do kind of want another one now, partly because it's maybe a little bit unsatisfying to eat, but hey, there's something to be said for that quality. I basically base all my friendships on, you know, I'm a little unsatisfying to people, so then they kind of want to hang out with me more to try and find that satisfaction. That's my rationale anyway.
And that makes up for having like not much of a personality.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to go just touch above average. Three.
I was going to go for a three.
Well, you know, we're kind of back together again. So maybe celebrate that and just give it the exact same score that I have.
Okay. So yeah, three for me as well, weirdly.
Okay, then great. Pretty unassuming start for the Garibaldi then.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I think Garibaldi would be proud.
Yeah, the fish and the general.
Both, yeah.
Okay, so before we move on to the next section, I'm just gonna go through a few emails that we've had.
Oh yeah,
you can email us, which is like an electronic letter. Mm-hmm. You can't send us letters, so we're not going to give out our addresses.
God,
on here.
No.
Absolutely not.
No.
So we have four to get through, so we better get cracking because this could take a while. Okay, so first one is from Bobby. Subject: hello. Message: body, hello.
Okay,
great. Hello. Bobby,
is that it?
Yep, that was it.
Hello, Bobby.
Yep.
Okay,
that was it.
Cool.
Okay, yeah, next one. Great. Okay, well, I think the next one's like twice as long.
Okay.
So it's from Norman. Subject: hello. Message: body, happy holidays.
Oh.
So,
okay.
Well, I'm not going to say happy holidays. It's January now.
I mean, when did they send the message?
That was on December 20th, which would have been 5 days before we recorded the Christmas episode, which we recorded on Christmas Day.
We had other things going on then, so I think our listeners will forgive us for not answering straight away.
Yeah, well, we were experiencing a paranormal nightmare. So, yeah.
I don't think we'll ever fully recover.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. Okay, again, a bit longer now. So this is double the length of the last one. So this is from Xander. Xander says, seriously, though, fuck Christmas.
Well, thanks, okay. Xander.
Do
you think they meant to message us?
Probably not, because we love like Christmas.
Yeah.
I think that was pretty clear from the other.
We've always been quite clear about that. We love Christmas.
Love Christmas. Yeah. I wish it could be Christmas every day.
Yay. Coin a phrase.
Coin a phrase. And finally, this is from Chris. Mm-hmm. Subject: the costumes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was wondering, what do you do with all the old costumes? You clearly put a lot of effort into them. Do they just gather dust in a box somewhere? I'm not going to question the logic of using elaborate costumes in a purely oral entertainment medium, but it has crossed my mind.
We burn them.
Well, you burn yours.
Well, yeah, I burn mine. You wear the same costume every fucking time.
With variations. Mm. I usually wear different underwear, which is part of the costume.
Okay, I mean, that should go without saying.
Well, just in case anyone had any doubt in their mind that I'm the kind of guy who doesn't wear new underwear all the time.
So is the underwear part of the costume then?
Yeah, it's kind of, you know...
Because I usually just wear my own underwear.
Oh, really?
Are you wearing like...
It's rental. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I just ran it with the Richard Nixon costumes, plural, when I picked those up.
When you picked those up. I've never seen you not wearing a Richard Nixon costume. Like, even when we don't record, you're just always wearing it now.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Most of the Patreon money, which I receive, goes on rehiring this costume.
Yeah.
Some people have said, you know, Dave, how much have you spent on this costume? And I'm like, it's about £2,500 now. And they're like, wouldn't it be cheaper just to go and buy a suit? I'm like, yeah, but you know, that's a suit. This is a Richard Nixon costume. Yeah. They're quite different.
Yeah.
You know, as I've tried to explain over and over again in this show, which some people don't appreciate the nuance.
Yeah. But I burn my costumes after use.
That's because you believe that every time you put a different costume on, it takes part of your soul? And the only way you can reclaim that is by burning it and inhaling the smoke.
I don't think you need to say that. It should be self-explanatory.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, there are some people like on very small communities and distant islands who might not be familiar with this custom. Yeah, we have a lot of fans in Tuvalu. Yeah. What do you use to burn the costumes?
What do you mean? Fire. What else would I use?
any like special fuel, or is it just like all that polyester just goes up? Like,
I mean, woof. Yeah, you'd be surprised how quickly it burns. Yeah, which is why I take slight umbrage with you insisting on having the table just covered in candles at all times when we record.
Okay, then. So next up is the texture of the Garibaldis. See, I've got another broken off another rectangle and look.
Oh, Jesus.
It's got a big chunk of the other biscuit on it. That does not look like a rectangle.
No.
Oh, look at that.
Look at this.
That's about, you got about bits of three biscuits attached to each other.
I don't think I've seen any other biscuit like this.
Well, I guess it adds the army feel of it, maybe. Like, you know, it's like this is a troop of Garibaldis who are united. Maybe you're not meant to break them off. Maybe you're just meant to eat a whole slab at a time.
We should have done that. Texture-wise, it doesn't have quite as much crunch as I was expecting it to. It's surprisingly soft.
Yeah, you do have to work a bit, though. It's, despite being really soft, you do have to chew quite a bit to get through it. I think that's because it's quite dry as well.
I can't get past the sort of... It's kind of like a cracker, but one that's been left in like an open tin for quite some time.
That's quite a good call, actually. Yeah.
It kind of throws you off a bit because, like you say, it's got that glaze thing going on the top. Yeah. So you think it's going to be a harder than it is, I think. Actually, looking inside, there's much more raisin than I was expecting.
There's a hell of a lot. It's almost like paste. There's so much.
I've definitely had biscuits before where they have like currants in and things like that. So I'm kind of used to the idea of
fruit
my biscuits. I get it.
Yeah,
sure. But this is something else.
This is even more than I remember as well. Mm. But I like the texture of the raisins, though. I like the kind of having a bit of chew in it.
These are definitely designed to dunk. Because we ran into trouble before with the fig rolls, right?
Well, we ran into a lot of trouble with those. You have to narrow it down a bit.
Well, the fig rolls, it was a similar sort of thing where they had like this pasty stuff going on inside.
Yeah.
But when we dunked them, they dissolved and became these like horrible phantom rolls.
Yeah. I don't think this is not going to dissolve. I don't think that's going to happen.
Okay. Well, let's find out.
Tea and raisins is an odd flavor combination.
You know, it reminds me of
what?
Porridge. When you have porridge and you have like currants in your porridge, you have raisins in your porridge.
I think it works better with a long dunk and it goes pretty soggy, but I kind of like it.
I mean, we know how much you like soggy food.
Mm, it's just easier to eat, you know? It's easier on the teeth. Yeah, that's a good shout, the porridge thing. It's like hardened porridge, which again sounds very army ration-y, you know?
Yeah.
Just dip it in some water, boys, and it turns into porridge.
Now I think I'm kind of on your page because before I didn't have that nostalgia vibe, but now that I'm kind of associating it with porridge, I had that quite a lot as a kid with like the raisins in and things. Now I'm kind of getting that warm nostalgia feel.
Yeah.
It adds a few points on, I think.
Yeah, it makes it a bit fun as well, like that change, like complete change in texture. Because like, despite being quite dense, it is quite absorbent as well. Because I thought, because they're pressed so flat and it's got that glazed surface, I didn't think it was going to be that absorbent. I'm also finding quite Moorish. I'm on my fourth one now.
Yeah. I've lost count.
When you know, obviously, as a biscuit connoisseur, it's all about the quality, not the quantity with me. But these biscuits, they're definitely about the quantity.
Yeah. Also just quite hungry generally.
Yeah, I'm pretty hungry.
Haven't eaten dinner yet.
Yeah, no. You can go for a pretty long dunk as well and they don't fall apart. Look at that. It's hardly even drooping. It's a well-trained biscuit. Disciplined. It has dunking discipline.
I enjoyed that more than I expected to.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I enjoyed it as much as I expected to, and I expected to enjoy it quite a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you're saying you enjoyed it quite a lot?
I am saying I've enjoyed it quite a lot. That is what I'm saying. I feel like, with the dunking, the way it kind of completely changes, it takes on a little bit of an adventure. And you can be kind of reckless as well. Because it takes, you can stick it in for a long dunk and it'll still be there, you know?
It's nice to be able to sort of go on a journey, have a little bit of an adventure, but, you know, not take so many precautions and, like you say, be a bit reckless. And
exactly.
Just enjoy it. And just enjoy the ride kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. It's a bit like, you know, your Bear Grylls going off doing your adventure TV stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got a camera crew and a producer who've booked your hotel nearby, which is exactly what he did.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is about as adventurous as Bear Grylls, really. We're on his level right now. I think he was in the army as well.
Was he?
Yeah. So, yeah, there's definitely a military vibe to these Garibaldis.
Well, there you go. There's the big difference, right? Like what Bear Grylls does, far less dangerous than, say, what anyone in the army does.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's figured that out. He's been like, I can still have that sense of adventure that I craved, and that's why I joined the army in the first place.
Yeah, yeah.
But now it's like without the risk of death.
Exactly. He's got the stabilizers on. He's wearing armbands. He's prepared for all situations there, you know?
Yeah.
He wears a crash helmet all times.
I'm a wild animal, but in a national park.
Exactly. Yeah, you yeah.
Know, no fear here.
No. I'm going skydiving, but it's in one of those indoor simulators, you know? I'm getting all the sensation without the real experience of an adventure.
I'm on a roller coaster, but it's in one of those little box things with like a screen. And the box is just sort of moving around.
I'm hugging my pillow, pretending that I'm being loved by someone. but without the fear of getting hurt. Same thing, right? Same thing, right?
Same thing, yeah. I feel like this all ties into kind of like, you know, New Year. It's 2018.
Yeah.
Going forward. Hashtag Empty Bliss.
Empty Bliss.
Which I think was...
Lifestyle.
As I recall, that was sort of Max's philosophy, right? That he sort of like got us on board with.
Well, he kind of forced it on us. We were quite resistant to it. Yeah. But he was quite insistent.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm convinced, but I'm going along with it.
Yeah. And I think like, yeah, not really challenging yourself.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of part of empty bliss, right?
Yeah, it's about staying in a comfort zone. And that comfort zone is one where you wake up around midday, you immediately start taking selfies, mm-hmm. and then you just spend your time talking to people about where you're going to go that night to go drinking.
And I think that's kind of what money buys you, isn't it? It's kind of the freedom.
Happiness.
It's happiness, but it's mm-hmm. the kind of freedom to be happy without having to work for it, I guess.
Yeah, takes the risk out of life, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, so what are you saying? Kind of these Garibaldis are given... Are you saying they fit into the empty bliss lifestyle?
I think we can make them fit into the empty bliss lifestyle.
Yeah.
We've been quite antagonistic towards biscuits in the past.
Yeah.
And I think that's not us anymore.
Yeah.
2018, new year, new us.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think Garibaldi, on the surface, it seems quite hard, stiff upper lip, a bit sort of resistant to the hashtag empty bliss lifestyle.
Mm.
But all we have to do is dunk it in a bit of tea. Suddenly it softens up.
Yeah. It's a low risk biscuit, you know?
Yeah.
You bite into it. You don't have to worry about, you know, some weird flavor combination or just like getting a huge punch of flavor in the mouth. You bite it, it's like, oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I'm going to dunk it. And oh, that was nice. It's a low risk biscuit. It's a biscuit which is not challenging you.
It's the biscuit equivalent of Dad's Army.
yeah pretty much. Yeah, it's pretty comfortable, and you can happily just, you know, let a episode wash over you.
Yeah.
You ready to score it?
I'm gonna go for a 3.5.
okay,
a little bit higher than before, just because before, when it was on its own,
yeah,
there was a little bit of a resistance, but now it's almost like it's kind of turned over and showed me its belly a little bit, and I appreciate that.
Okay, it's a bit more playful now. Yeah, before it was a bit too reserved.
But also submissive.
Most importantly, submissive, yeah. Okay, I'm going to go a little bit higher. I'm going to go for 4.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I enjoy the transformation of it a lot.
Yeah.
Even though the first time, it was pretty raisiny, I feel like the raisin's taken to another level with this now.
But it's another more gentle level.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. When I say another level, I mean a lower level. You were quite high on those steps and a little bit worried, and it's held your hand like, come on, just come down a step. You'll be more comfortable. You're like, oh, I'm more comfortable. Thank you. It takes away the challenge of the dry biscuitness, and it's like just reassures you with some warm juvenile porridge. Okay, so we've enjoyed not being challenged by the Garibaldi, being reassured, being guided by it through our hashtag empty bliss lives. So look at what other people think. First up, Amazon UK. Generally pretty favorable rating, obviously.
Yeah.
First user, 5 stars. A delicious bite of England.
Okay.
Now I know why DCI Gene Hunt, brackets Philip Glenister of Life on Mars, loves these crispy biscuits. Garibaldi's aren't too sweet. The flavor is old-fashioned in an appealing, gentle way.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of our conclusion as well.
Yeah, I don't know why we needed all that extraneous information about Life on Mars, including the actor who played the character Gene Hunt, in brackets.
I do hate it when, like, reviewers go off on, like, all these weird tangents.
I know, man. Just, like, stay on subject. What the fuck? Between thin golden biscuits, currants are squashed in a paste. No, they're not. They're just so many currants, it seems like a paste.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, but, you know, they don't know what they're talking about.
No, exactly. Like, you know,
they're doing their best, bless them, but, you know, they're not professionals like us.
Exactly. Perhaps spend less time trying to, you know, jazz up your review with pop culture references. Pop culture like Life on Mars.
Yeah.
And practice your fucking craft.
Yeah. And if you are going to use pop culture references, you've got to be really careful because you don't want to date yourself. I think this person has done.
Exactly. Not something that I would ever do with my choice of character costume for this show.
Especially when there's so many more recent examples of Mars-based media.
There was that Matt Damon film, The Martian.
Yeah, that's one. That's
So the review and the user is called FYI. Mm-hmm. I think we're about to find out why they're called For Your Information, apart from all the great information about Life on Mars they've already provided. Another biscuit brand, McVitie's, claim that 52 digestive biscuits per second are consumed in the UK. This robust figure doesn't even include Garibaldi's.
So why bring it up then? How is it relevant?
Upon informal occasions, they may be dunked in tea. Where are you getting that from, FYI?
I think, yeah. You found this person out.
Yeah, yeah.
Clearly, they like to seem like they're smart and know what they're talking
exactly,
about.
Exactly,
yeah. They're just going straight to Wikipedia, reading up some information.
Pulling out completely unconnected facts. Yeah. What the fuck have digestives got to do with Garibaldi's?
It's so unprofessional to do that as well.
Absolutely.
Just use Wikipedia as a source.
Exactly, that's terrible. Like, we double source everything on this show,
yeah.
Just like the BBC. Okay, next review. User, angry. That's the username. Ooh. Rating. 5 stars.
Oh, okay. Well,
review. Okay.
Oh. I mean, that's 3 different feelings there.
Yeah.
Which I think is like over your recommended daily allowance.
Oh, almost definitely. Yeah. This fits perfectly with a Garibaldi because it's like, you know, you'd be like, oh, I'm angry. Oh, 5 stars. And then Garibaldi's like, all right, calm down. You'd be like, ah, okay. You know, it's kind of saying to them.
It's like the stages of grief, the 3 stages of grief.
Exactly, yeah. Mr. or Mrs. Angry here has been, you know, brought down to earth by a Garibaldi, and now they are probably living the empty bliss lifestyle too.
I hope so. I really hope so. I hope that we can get that hashtag empty bliss message across to all our listeners as well.
Yeah.
We can start a real movement. There's no cult-like elements to this. Mm-hmm. It's just a group of friends getting together under a single cause.
Yeah.
The reasons and the motives for that will be privy to only a select few the group, obviously. Because otherwise it just gets confusing.
Exactly. But if you want to find out what those motives are, all you have to do is give £10,000 to Definitely Human. But here's the great part. Here's the great part, David. You can then make money. Because you get 10 people and you get them to give you £10,000 and you can share the secret with them. Exactly. And here's the even better part, David. Those 10 people, they each get 10 people and they get them to give them £10,000, then they can tell them the secret. This is the empty bliss lifestyle. We're all helping each other.
Fail. It's all about everyone coming together and working together as a group.
Exactly. Like, sharing the wealth, helping each other, introduce them to
like a perpetual motion machine, right?
Exactly, yeah. It's like, if everyone follows this, everyone, and I mean everyone, not just the first people who buy in, not just the second, but everyone
literally
is going to get rich and enjoy hashtag empty bliss.
I think this year is going to be a good year for us.
Yeah, I think so. I think we've got a pretty flawless plan. I think that's the problem in previous years. We haven't had a plan. We just kind of like hurtled through it like a pinball through.
Yeah. We've always kind of focused on creating good content before. And that's where we've been going wrong.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think, you know, for a while it was like, you know, we've got to get the message right. And then we're like, you know, okay, now we've got to get the medium right as well. Now we're like, actually, neither of those matter. It's just about just a slogan.
Hashtag empty bliss.
Yeah, and also a secret that we will reveal if you give us £10,000.
Yeah.
Okay, so a final review from the UK store. This is Peter. Pretty average name.
And why are you having a go at Peter?
I'm not having a go. There's nothing wrong with being average. It's called David. I mean, I can't,
yeah.
Can't say shit to anyone, really. Okay, Peter, though, 1 star.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Don't buy. False advertising.
Were they expecting fish?
maybe. Yeah. Maybe I've written off your fish costume too soon. Maybe there are more people in the world who, when they hear Garibaldi, they think, fish.
Just what I wanted.
Yeah.
A packet of fish? Yes, please.
I was looking for Crawford Garibaldi biscuits, mainly to see if they still did chocolate-covered ones.
What?
Oh, that sounds foul.
Oh, Peter.
I came across these, marked up as 150 gram packs, when clearly it states on the packaging, 100 grams. Mistakes can happen, but... ... Not good.
Peter's like... he's what we call a negative Nancy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He just doesn't have the right mindset. Mm. Like, I think, like, that we do, and that I'm sure our listeners do as well, and that's why they're going to come on board with the hashtag empty bliss lifestyle, just like we did.
Yeah.
And enrich their lives too.
Some people would say Peter is right to bring this up because he has paid for 150 grams of Garibaldi's and only got 100 grams back. But, you know, a big part of the empty bliss lifestyle is... don't challenge anything, yourself, authority. Just basically try and float through life like a broken stick down a stream.
What are you worrying about a little bit of money for? You make that back when you go to work.
Well, you make that back when you join the Empty Bliss movement and you recruit 10 people to teach them the secret.
you know, it's kind of like when Noah built an ark and the unicorns were like, nah.
Yeah.
Nah, it'd never work.
Mm.
It's like, well, just don't look a gift horse in the mouth, right? There's a lesson. There's a lesson I would like to sort of give to Peter. I don't know if he's listening, but there's an old, very old saying, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Because what happened was the Trojans built a big horse to say, look, we lost this one. You win. We built you this horse. Open up your gates. Horse will come in.
Yeah.
You can have that and we'll just fuck off. And that's what happened.
Yeah. Except there's Trojan horses.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, some of them might have a load of armed troops in them, but a lot of them won't.
So,
you know, and do you want to pass up on the ones which won't for the sake of the, you know, not getting caught?
The other thing is, imagine if there were no troops inside the horse and you're there fucking like, oh, well, let me just check if there's troops inside, and then there's not. You're gonna look like a fucking idiot.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
And everyone will remember you as like Peter who looked inside the horse's mouth when there was no call for it.
Exactly. Peter, bottom line, stop looking in horses' mouths.
Yeah.
Okay. The horse doesn't like it and it doesn't do anything for you either.
Yeah.
Okay, so Amazon USA. So first up, we got a 2 stars.
Oof.
This was Amazon customer, a prolific reviewer on Amazon. They were not as good as what I remember eating as a child. Caught in the nostalgia trap.
Another victim.
They were not as good as what I remember eating as a child. Perhaps the ingredients have changed in the last 50 years.
Yeah, maybe it's that. If you ever find yourself, you know, asking questions like, maybe they've changed the ingredients. Guess what? It's you that changed.
Exactly.
Every time.
Every single time. Yeah.
You need to come to terms with that.
Yeah, yeah. Another one, 3 stars. Memory can be tricky. I purchased these because I had a memory of eating them as a child. I remember them as a bit softer with a nice flavor. These are quite different from my memory. Very little flavor and quite crackery. I feel kind of sorry for Fleur. I think she needs empty bliss in her life.
Yeah.
Maybe things, some things were perhaps better when you were younger, but forget your memories.
Yeah.
Forget the past because you're just living in the now.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So what? You had some good experiences when you were young. Just have more good experiences now.
Yeah, exactly. And if you're like, oh, I struggle to have good experiences.
Stop struggling. Just have them.
Just have them. Just and if you don't know how to do that, come to us. We have a 40-step program to help you have happier times. The introductory price is £10,000. But the great thing is, David, you can then recruit 10 people and they'll pay you £10,000 and you'll learn the secret too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone wins. That's exactly. The great thing about it. Everyone wins.
The great thing is we also accept cryptocurrency now as well. Okay. So another 2 stars. So disappointed. And this is by username, yet another Debbie in California.
Another one?
Not another.
When will they stop?
What's with all these Debbies?
It's an epidemic at this point. There's too many.
Very disappointed in the condition of biscuits. Anxiously opened my box of Garibaldis to discover fine crumbs all over the interior. The individual packets looked very old or weathered. One had grease or oil or something that even stained the inside of the box. One was torn. Tossed those out. But it goes on. Because there's another person who's been affected by yet another Debbie in California's experience.
Oh, really?
Originally, when I greeted my UPS guy, I was telling him how much I love the biscuits and gave him a whole pack, assuring him he would enjoy them. He no doubt will be disappointed as well. So there you go, Garibaldi's. If you didn't feel bad about disappointing yet another Debbie in California, there's another innocent party's being disappointed.
I mean, she assumes he might have enjoyed them.
Well, yeah, exactly. I think Debbie should fucking wind in a bit and just stop thinking that she has a definitive experience and that everyone should have the same experience as her.
Although, to be fair, at the rate that the Debbies are multiplying, it soon will come to a point where everyone will be experiencing the same thing.
Yeah, I believe by 2025, a majority of experiences will be had by Debbies. And at these growth rates, by 2070, 95% of all experiences will be had by Debbies in California.
Chilling.
Yeah, chilling. Okay, finally, 3 stars. I suppose if you spread it with butter or jam, it'd be good.
You suppose incorrectly, my friend.
Exactly, yeah. That's just way too much. Like, what the fuck?
Imagine spreading butter on these things.
I know, they're already pretty sweet with all the raisins in them.
Blimey.
Yeah. Was expecting more flavor. I suppose if you spread it with butter or jam, it'd be good. The biscuits were dry. Okay, thanks, Charlotte. Terrible food advice. Do not take food advice from Charlotte. Or listen to Debbie's opinions, because you're not Debbie. Unless you are.
Although soon Charlotte will also be Debbie.
Yeah, yeah. Prepare to be assimilated, Charlotte. Okay, so biscuitness.
again, you know, it's not something that I'm overly familiar with. Mm. I'm not sure if I've even had a Garibaldi before. I must have done, but I don't remember the experience. Mm-hmm. For you, it's quite different.
Yeah, it sort of reminds me of being quite young. And also reminds me of kind of going home now. So it's kind of a nostalgia through the years. But having said that, it's not like a really great nostalgic memory. We're like, oh man, those Garibaldi's amazing. I just remember them always being there.
You know, that is quite biscuity. It doesn't feel that they were kind of like ever part of these big moments in your life, but they were always there in the background.
Yeah.
Kind of just like, they saw you through all these things and you might not have appreciated them at the time.
Yeah.
But they were always there for you.
Were they there? I think they were just there. Not for me, they were just there.
I think they were there. And I think when you go back through all your old photo albums, you'll see in every single picture, they'll be like, oh, there's the Garibaldi.
Yeah.
There's the Garibaldi.
No. What? No.
And as you keep turning the pages, the Garibaldi gets closer and closer and closer.
Yeah, okay. Maybe you're right.
It doesn't bring comfort as such.
What is it then? Distraction?
I don't think it's anything. It just is. It's almost like you're just putting food into your mouth for no particular reason.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, look at this. We've gone through two slates of biscuits, mm-hmm. two and a bit, so well over half a pack.
Let me just check. Look at the ingredients on this thing. It just says none. It's almost like a special effect that someone has added to your life afterwards. It's not like...
Yeah.
It's like it almost doesn't exist at all.
It's a post-production biscuit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's like a reliability and a constancy to it. I feel they're pretty biscuity.
Yeah.
But at the same time, not biscuity at all.
True paradox of a biscuit.
Yeah, because it's quite unlike any other biscuit, I think. I can't think of another biscuit which is like it in terms of taste or texture.
And the other thing that's so interesting about it is that like the way that kind of we describe it, it makes it sound like, you know, like calling it like a paradox of a biscuit and things like that. It sounds exciting.
Mm.
Actually, it's not at all. It's also really boring at the same time.
Yeah. Wow.
Incredible.
Incredible, yeah.
I like it a lot. I like the taste.
Mm.
Even more than that, I like the sort of dunkability.
Yeah, yeah.
Even more than that, I like the philosophy behind it, that it's possible to exist without really having an impact on the world.
It's
and
like,
sometimes that's okay.
Yeah. You can be nothing and at the same time be everything,
mm-hmm.
which is what Empty Bliss is all about, you know? We are living like we have everything when in fact we have nothing at all.
You sound like one of the great philosophers right now, like Kanye or something.
Okay, so rating wise, I kind of want to give it a 5 and I also want to give it a 0.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I have to average those out and give it a 2.5.
I'm going to give it both a 5 and a 0 at the same time. It is going to exist in both states.
Oh, okay then, right. Right, okay then. So I think my total score is like 9.5.
And my score exists at the same time, but in two separate universes.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, what a absolutely mind-boggling biscuit. I feel like I've really had my brain scrambled, but at the same time, I'm completely unchanged by the experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I've experienced a lot, but gained nothing at all.
And if listeners at home want to feel, you know, this kind of extraordinary sensation that we're feeling now, how would they go about doing that?
Well, you know, a lot of people out there right now are just going to run to the shops and buy some Garibaldis.
Mm-hmm.
But they won't experience this, David, because they don't know the secret.
Oh, okay. They need to know the secret before they can appreciate.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Because, you know, otherwise you're only just, you know, experiencing a fraction of it. It's like, you know, how people say wrongly that you only use like 10% of your brain.
Yeah.
It's like that, except this is a correct fact.
Okay.
And if you have a Garibaldi, you're only experiencing a tiny amount of it.
Sure.
However, if they subscribe to the Empty Bliss lifestyle, they can get access to the secret. We have an introductory offer running today, actually, which is quite exciting. It's been reduced from its regular price of £10,000 to access the beginner level, and it's just £9,999.
Really, that low?
Yeah, it is. This is a time-limited offer, though. This is only open to the first 10,000 subscribers, so jump on it quickly. It's only around for another 6 months as well.
And then they'll get the they'll get the secret then.
They'll get the secret, so they'll be able to experience what we've experienced with the Garibaldis, mm-hmm. which is...
Kind of seems a shame that they can't share that with others.
Oh, but David, wait, I forgot to tell you the best part of all this, you know? So you pay £10,000, and once you have the secret, you can then tell other people the secret as well. All you have to do to kind of communicate this and spread the love, spread the joy, is get 10 people to pay you £10,000, okay? But that's not all. Because you can then, they can learn the secret. If they recruit 10 people, and they get paid £10,000. Mm-hmm. And then if they recruit 10 people and they get £10,000. If they recruit 10 people and that's for £10,000. And they recruit 10 people and they get £10,000. You've been listening to the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review podcast. If you like the show, please take a minute to leave a review on iTunes and spread the word online. And check out our other shows, Mars Corp, The Infinite Bad, and The Bunker.
You can also head on over to patreon.com/definitelyhuman for the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review podcast, bite sized, to find out what our highs and lows of this week have been.
I'm David Price, he's David Knight, and you can join us again next week when we'll be reviewing Viscounts. And remember, hope is dead. Have a great week.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.